back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
There's no such thing as a horse bell, so I thought I would do the cow bell.
Close.
You're at the Horse and Hunt Club. You're a little muffled. I don't know if you got a pair of your underwear that you're talking through over the microphone or what, but maybe it might be something that we can't control either, but maybe check your EQ on that mixer. Those are the blue EQ. Little dials there.
Yes. I see them.
The high should be up a little bit more. Make sure the low isn't all the way down to the right, and the medium should be right at 12 o'clock.
How do you identify high or low?
It says high, medium,
there's
low.
There's medium. What do you think medium should be at?
Put that right at 12 o'clock.
12.
Where's 12. The high? Where's your high EQ at?
High's at about 11.
Okay. Move that over to about a 3, 3 o'clock.
Move that over to about 3.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, is that nice? Oh, that's so pleasing. That's a pleasing sound right there.
Wow.
We were doing.
Look at that. You know, that's on the fly.
We were doing your voice absolutely no favors with that muffledness. It's not like you were, Merman from He-Man or something.
Right.
It really wasn't good. So, on the fly engineering here on Wild Adventures in Live Broadcasting here. That's our theme today.
I like it.
Tuesday, October 22nd, 296th day of the year. The world's first car dealer opened on this date. It was not in Detroit. It was in London.
Wow.
So if you got your first car dealer, that also means, of course, your first giant inflatable gorilla. Or the first time the salesman goes, well, let me walk back. I'll talk to my manager, see if I can do that. And, of course, it would be the first time that they waive the fee for the undercoating.
That is, and that's a revered tradition.
It is.
Now.
It is, and it all started.
It continues to be.
It all started on this date, world's first car dealership, 1897. 1907 here this date.
Our theme song.
Especially today.
Right.
So Ringling Brothers, they bought out their rival, Barnum & Bailey. When you can't beat them, just buy them out.
Right.
And, of course, they formed the most famous circus in the world, the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. So are there
I love
actual,
that tune.
Are there actual horses there at the Horse and Hunt Club, or do you have to bring your own horses?
There are some. There are some here. You know, it's back in the day, I mean, when I first started coming out here 25, 30 years ago, you know, they had more horses. They did, and during the winter especially, they did, you know, hay rides, sleigh rides, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm,
it's not as much of what they do currently.
Right, and they don't hunt the horses, right?
No, no. They do not hunt them.
Good. That's unethical and probably illegal.
And I think you're right on both accounts. And at this point, I am, contrary to what you said, I am not scheduled to interview any of the horses. Mr. Ed has the day off.
But the horses aren't anywhere within the field of shots for the clay targeting, right? They're nowhere near the fact that maybe an errant shot would hit a horse.
No, you're gonna have to go way off the beaten trail to find where the horses are.
Well, if you got any Elmer Fudds out there shooting, it could happen.
Yeah, well, then I could be in the line of fire.
Yeah, probably keep you away from all the firearms. So mm-hmm. That was 1907. 1938, Chester Carlson demonstrated the first copying machine on this date. I would imagine there were some people that were very simpletons that didn't get science and everything. They thought that was magic.
They probably did. Black magic.
1938. How about 52?
What more can you say? Frosted Flakes have the taste adults have grown to love. They're great!
Kellogg's introduced Frosted Flakes on this date. Now, as you know, the food that built America, Kellogg's introduced Corn Flakes, and maybe for the first several decades of cold breakfast cereal where you add milk, it was just tasteless cardboard for the most part. Grape nuts, Corn Flakes, post toasties. You had to add your own sugar. And then
shredded wheat.
Somebody realized, well, let's just put the sugar in there. All right, let's just eliminate the middleman. And then they realized, ooh, we've got this new thing called TV. We can market this to kids. And about 1952, Kellogg's goes, okay, here we go. We got TV. We've got cornflakes. Let's drench them in sugar. Call them Frosted Flakes. And this is that Frosted Flakes was one of my favorite cereals as a kid. We always had Frosted Flakes.
As a kid, yep. Yeah. Yep, I did too. We did too. They're very tasty.
That and Crunch Berries, of course, from Mr. Captain Crunch. 1962, we need to get serious on this one in 62.
To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. All ships of any kind bound for Cuba, from whatever nation or port, where they're found to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, be turned back.
It was time to throw up a blockade. Now, President Kennedy and his administration had known for almost a week about these missiles. They had seen the U-2 spy plane photos, and they had reconnaissance. So it was on this date, though, that Kennedy, that basically the world found out about it, because Kennedy talked to the United States and the world, the free world, about it, about his order to send U.S. forces to blockade Cuba. It got tense there, Neil. It really did. And they say that's as close as we ever got to the whole nuclear war thing. And yeah. I'm glad we averted it.
I was really, you know, too young to kind of be, you know, that on my radar. But I know it was a very, very tense time, to say the least.
It certainly was. And that was a state in 1962. 1969, Paul McCartney. You know, you probably got to be pretty important to actually have to, like, hold a news conference or tell news agencies, hey, everybody, I'm not dead. That's just a rumor. But this was the date that Paul McCartney had to officially deny the rumor that he was dead. There were some little supposed hidden evidence and clues in the Abbey Road album cover, plus some songs, you know, Turn Me On, Dead Man, backward lyrics and all this other stuff. And people all put it together and they started this conspiracy. There are people who still to this day think that that's not the real Paul McCartney that's out there, you know.
I was alive and remember this very well. It was a big, big deal because the Beatles were still, you know, at the top of their game, or played all the time on the radio. That was a big deal. Paul, you know, the Beatles were as well known as anybody in the world at that time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal.
The rumor was that he had died in a car accident. They brought in a doppelganger who looked just like him, sang just like him, wrote songs just like him. I mean, that's pretty likely, right?
You're right. There's so many Paul McCartneys running around.
They're on trees. Come on. They're on trees in Mongolia. That's where they went.
Right.
1982 in a theater near you.
John Rambo, a drifter, just passing through their town.
Morning. Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you're heading the right direction.
Huh? You know, Brian Dennehy had just let him stop off at a cafe and get a coffee and a Denver omelet, maybe an English muffin. That town would have been okay, Neil.
Yeah.
None of that would have happened. None of that would have happened.
No. Fewer body bags would have been needed.
We wouldn't have needed Richard Crenna.
Well, no.
He wouldn't have to come in from Langley. You think he wanted to do that? He didn't want to come in from Langley.
No.
He was busy dealing with John Candy at Summer Rental. And losing to him in the Cavada or whatever, the Catalina wine mixer, whatever they called that boat race, right?
Right. He was a busy man.
Just think if they would have flown both John Candy's and Brian Dennehy's pants, how fast that boat would have gone in Summer Rental. Because Dennehy wasn't a small man.
No, he was not.
He certainly was not. And a
great bad guy.
First Blood premiered on this date. And for my money, the best of the First Blood slash Rambo movies, 1982. That scene where they try and get him to do his fingerprints and things. And then the TV edit was just, stop it, you dummy.
Yeah.
Because the TV edit was the first time I saw First Blood. So the TV edit, you know, put your hand down, you dummy. And, of course, then once I saw the unedited one, I realized that it wasn't dummy because, well, they got that from Red Fox.
Right.
1998.
Power Wheels are back for the holidays and better than ever with new upgraded safety features and the quality assurance you expect from Fisher-Price.
Upgraded safety. Yeah, they won't blow up on you and start on fire.
Remember that?
The Power Wheels from Fisher-Price. They were kids were burning. Kids didn't realize that they were going to turn into daredevils, like Evel Knievel.
Yeah, driving through their own ring of fire.
Yes, so there was faulty wiring, and that was this day. They're very popular toys. They still make to this date. Other companies do, but that was way back in 98. Oh, I need to mention we're going to give away a pair of tickets to this Tennessee Whiskey Chris Stapleton tributes. We got tributes coming out of the, out of our ears and nose and all kinds of orifices here at Medina. Don't we? Because we've got the Eagles one.
Oh, there's a ton of them. Yeah.
Text to Win Tuesday is the Eagles, and then this is Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton. It'll be an almanac quiz for you to win those. So, again, I hope you've been listening here throughout the show. Now, birthdays.
This sucker's electrical, but I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts!
Great Scott, 1.21 gigawatts, Christopher Lloyd, 86. It's between that scene and the scene on Taxi where he asks what a yellow light means. Those are the two. And, of course, he's Uncle Fester in the Addams Family movies, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And, of course, Doc Brown. He's Christopher Lloyd. And he was
the best.
Klingon. He was a Klingon.
Oh, in, that's right. Yeah.
Star Trek III, Search for Spock.
A bad guy, yes.
He was a Klingon. Yes. And that was the era of Star Trek when the Klingons were bad. You know, there was a time when they actually had a treaty with the Klingons, and the Klingons, most of them, were good, even though they didn't like being in a treaty with the Federation, Neil.
Right. I remember that. Was a good one.
It was.
That was a very good Star Trek movie.
Christopher Lloyd here today is 86. We're going to move on, get some music here for you.
How can I be sure, in a world that's constantly changing,
Eddie Brigati,
be sure,
one of the singers tune. From the Young Rascals.
Oh, nice. You.
And he is 79 today. The actor Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, don't you get it? Orson Welles.
You mean the guy from the old wine commercials?
Halloween, 1938, a War of the Worlds, that fake radio news broadcast that got everybody scared, thinking real live Martians were landing in Grover's Mill, New Jersey. But then it all just turned out to be a hoax.
So?
So, maybe it wasn't a hoax, or I mean, maybe it isn't a hoax.
He had a distinctive delivery.
He did.
Whenever he would deliver his lines in movies, we're talking Jeff Goldblum. That was from the movie, you probably, and I don't remember it either, from the 1980s, but that clip was from the movie The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, 1984.
I never saw that one.
No, that must be for the big Jeff Goldblum fans, but a great delivery of that line. And obviously, he was with a bunch of dumb people there. The guy from the wine commercials? Jeff Goldblum.
He was in, speaking of Brian Dennehy, they were co-conspirator bad guys in Silverado, a fine Western. So, you know, we're very popular with the Sparrows here. There's about 20 of them on the railing here listening to the program.
Now, the big question is, and if he was still alive, Sammy Davis Jr. would ask you this question. Is your eye on the sparrow? Better keep them on there. You never know. They might come after you.
You're right. Yeah. I'm going to keep a sharp eye out.
Okay. Now this.
There are a pile of them.
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete? Which is which? What did the academy hire you right out of the womb? You guys get younger every... What'd you say to Babyface, huh? Didn't you say anything stupid? By anything stupid, I mean anything at all. I look at you, mouth open, vocal cords of Twitter. We'll talk about it later. Right now, you out. 10 minutes ago. Go on. There are laws, detective. Have your kindergarten teacher read them to you, right? Go grab a juice box. Have a nap. Go on.
Oh, he's Saul Goodman. That was from Breaking Bad. And then Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk. Was so good in that role. As the lawyer, the bad lawyer. He was representing drug makers and drug dealers. Bob Odenkirk is 62 today. She was the girlfriend of Rain Man.
goddamn crime.
You're useful, you're using Raymond. You're using me. You use everybody.
I'm using Raymond. Raymond, am I using you? Am I using you, Raymond?
Yeah.
Shut up! He is answering a question from a half hour ago.
Tom Cruise's girlfriend, although Raymond and her did share a wet kiss in the elevator at the casino, as you recall, Neil.
Yes, I do.
In Rain Man. Her name is Valeria Golino. She's a French actress. Could be Italian. She was born on this date, 65. That makes her 59 today.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, totally fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Shaggy, Neil.
Touch me okay. Box, she
says I'm not Mr. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Just like a silk.
Mr. Bombastic.
I wonder if he was named after Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Could
about
be.
The same time frame.
Well,
wasn't
Shaggy
it?
Was a lover, as I remember.
Right.
He and Thelma. Shaggy, 56 today.
Yes, things are tough all over.
Singer-songwriter Shelby Lynn started in country, then kind of went pop later.
Yeah. I remember playing her stuff.
Yeah, this was, I think, her biggest country hit.
I believe so.
Things are tough all over.
Yeah, I like this.
And she is 56 from Modern Family today.
Can we just please get the diapers and get out of here?
Fine, but I want to stop by the wine section first.
There's a wine section?
Yeah, a really good one, just past the tires.
No way, they do not have... Oh my God. Oh my, Cam, the paper shredder I wanted, huh? Confetti and crosscut. Yep.
Oh. That time when you're at Costco and you find the paper shredder you always wanted. Perfect scene there from Modern Family between Cam and Mitch. And the guy who played Mitch, or Mitchell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, is 49 today. Roseanne?
I can't work this damn thing!
Where'd you get that language? This isn't a thing, it's a VCR.
DJ, the kid who played DJ on Roseanne. Remember the young kid, cute little kid?
Never watched it.
And he grew up. Michael Fishman is 43.
Watch Gunsmoke.
One of the Hanson boys. It's Know Your Hanson Boys. You know which one it is?
The only Hanson I remember is Zach.
You got it.
I did.
Yeah, wow. You did. Nice. He was the youngest. He was the one who was playing the drums. And the youngest of the Hanson boys, not the Hanson brothers, they were from Slapshot.
Right.
Zach Hanson is 39.
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Tidwell on the same floor at the Marriott Marquis.
That kid, he was quizzing Jerry Maguire. And is the almanac big enough for two cameos from Tom Cruise?
That was a big day here.
Jonathan Lipnicki, the young kid. Mm-hmm. From that, he was Stuart Little. He was on the Jeff Foxworthy Show, played one of Jeff's kids.
Oh, sure.
Jonathan Lipnicki is 34. And we have a rapper of the day. Shaggy technically is not a rapper. This is our rapper of the day, Baby Keem. Baby Keem is 24.
I've never heard of Baby Keem.
Yeah,
and I don't feel like I'm a lesser person because of it. I think I'm going to be fine. Let's get into Gone But Not Forgotten today. Well, one of the greats. Actor, comedian, one of the original Three Stooges, brother of Mo in real life, Early Howard, 1903.
Order! Order!
Order? I'll take a ham sandwich.
Hold thy tongue.
Not tongue, ham. Oh.
What do you think of him? He's great, isn't he? He's a beauty.
Yeah. Hold the tongue, ham. Curly Howard, yeah. Well, he had his own shuffle. That's not everybody has one of those.
And made how many different sounds did he make? You know, guttural noises, little squeaks, and little thing where he would be on his side on the floor and he would run around. You know, he'd be running in circles, but he'd be sideways on the floor. Yeah, exactly.
You know, he did it. Yeah, he made a lot. You know, and he wasn't really like that in real life, and he had struggles. Says he had some personal struggles. Yeah. We lost him way too early. Curly Howard, born on this day, 1903. Old Double X, one of the great right-handed hitting power hitters of all time in Major League Baseball, Jimmy Fox, Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1907. Let's see, who else do we have here? Well, let's get on to, he was the leader of the Bobby Fuller Four, and well, we're, no, it's Bobby Fuller. How about that?
That's a toe tapper.
That is. That's a dandy Bobby Fuller Four, Bobby Fuller. Born on this day, 1942. I do want to back up because he's one of us, we think. We're talking about Basketball Hall of Famer Slater Martin, one of the great defenders of all time in the NBA. Won four titles, I believe, with George Mikan and the Minneapolis Lakers in the 50s. If you you remember Slater Martin, 1925.
You know was what? On the... it was actually Vern Mickelson's birthday yesterday as well. I came across that later in the day. I didn't see it in time to do it as a forgotten birthday of the Gons, but not forgotten. But Vern Mickelson, big-time Laker, you know, grew up in Askove, or some people say Askov up in Pine County. But Vern Mickelson was 1928 yesterday.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice addition. And, of course, Vern was a Minnesotan. Slater Martin, a Minnesota transplant. True. I think he was born someplace in Texas or Oklahoma, something. And if you look at an early picture of him, he looks a lot like Lloyd Bridges, a young Lloyd Bridges. I think so, anyway.
Yeah.
You could look it up and see if you feel the same. She was one of the original Mickey Mouse Club members. She starred in a number of the Beach Party movies with Frankie Avalon. Shake Your Groove Thing with Annette Funicello, 1942. Beach like it, bingo. Beach like it, bingo.
That's the name of the game. A blanket made for two now.
I don't know what beach blanket bingo is. I don't know. Do you need a car? Do you need a dauber? How do you stay at this?
Is there a free space?
I think so.
She was beautiful. A great Annette Funicello, born on this day, 1942. Musician Leslie West, 1945.
Oh, cowbell.
More cowbell, Jim. That band is Mountain and Mississippi Queen, a big hit for them. And the guy getting it done on lead guitar was Leslie West, 1945. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Let's do the trivia here in the quiz from the Almanac Home Studios. Pair of tickets to Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton tribute, November 2nd at the Medina is the date of this show. And the question here today is, Oh, I know. Jesse Tyler Ferguson played Mitchell on Mitchell Pritchett on Modern Family. What was it that he found when he was in Costco that he just went? He wanted out. He didn't want anything to do with Costco. Wanted to leave until he found this one item, an item that he'd been looking for. The item that he found. What was that item that obviously he was going to purchase and he put into his cart? Neil, you remember what it was?
I do.
Okay. All right. That means our listeners should as well. 763-450-0100. What was that item that Mitchell, played by birthday boy here today, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's 49. What was that item that he found at Costco that he just fell in love with and that he'd been looking for? Let me know. 763-450-0100. First one to call the correct answer will win the tickets to the Chris Stapleton Tennessee Whiskey Tribute Show. Not this Friday, but next Friday, 11-2 at the Medina. Neil, you're going to hang around, so you've got the Bobathon, and then you're going to also broadcast from 10 until noon from there. You got a busy day.
I do. I have a very busy day. And by the way, that Chris Stapleton show should be on Saturday, November 2nd.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yes. 11. What is the date here, too? I'll write that down there. That's Saturday. Yeah.
Because 11-1, our friend Allie Gray will be there with Martin Zeller for their Neil Diamond tribute show.
Well, they can't. They can't have dueling.
No.
Dueling tribute Friday show, the Neil Diamond Saturday and Chris Stapleton, then that's two different deals there.
Right,
so
So.
All right, so that is Saturday. Good luck to everybody. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Ricky Skaggs? Love's going to get you someday. Rick Trevino, running out of reasons to run, which I think we had Rick Trevino just yesterday. Tim McGraw, my next 30 years.
Yeah, I think we'll do Tim McGraw to start.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1.